From a Nigerian doctor on the run to a captive South African political activist to a flamboyant transvestite, British-born actor Chiwetel Ejiofor can do it all. In his new martial arts drama Red Belt, he plays Mike Terry, a Gulf War veteran and jiu-jitsu instructor. Ejiofor's character becomes the victim of a con, then he joins the world of underground combat, where he fights to pay off his debts and regain his honor.
I think it's going to be a great fight. I don't know why everybody's not coming to this fight.
We need a gimmick. What good's a deal if nobody's making any money?
Tie him up.
Your check bounced.
My check?
The martial arts supply. I can't make the rent. You have no cash.
There's one rule. Put the other guy down.
Who imposes the terms of the battle will impose the terms of the peace.
Each fighter will pick a marble. Should he pick a white marble, he'll be given a pass.
You want to make some money? Fight on the undercard. It's worth a quarter of the mill.
Competition is weakening.
What about the fighter's family? What do they eat?
The fight is fixed. We pick who gets the white marble. Who gets the pass tonight? You.
I caught up with Ejiofor, who described his character Mike Terry and the challenges of playing the role.
You know, when I first read the part, I knew that the only key into it and into the mindset of Mike Terry was through jiu-jitsu and Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and sort of understanding through the physical what was going on psychologically for this guy. You know, I started just the process of training in jiu-jitsu and learning about jiu-jitsu, and through that found that I could have keys into some of the codes, the sort of moral codes that Mike Terry practices.
So what kind of regime did you have to go through in order to play this role?
You know, it's a very physical martial art. You know, you have to, obviously, there's a sense of learning the moves and, you know, how they all relate to each other so that you can, you know, it's a submission contest. And so you have to learn all the locks and how to get out of them and so on. And also you, because it's a submission contest, in any bout, there's no bell. These bouts can go on ad infinitum. So people need a lot of stamina, a lot of strength. And so there was a lot of that, a lot of just building up, you know, physically and getting physically very fit to do the part.
You want to fight like a black belt?
Huh? You want to test for the black belt? Snowflake. Give him his wish.
All right, raise your hands. Put your hands, get him up.
Administer the fight. Administer the fight. Insist. Breathe through it. The moves work. Defend the neck. Take the fight out of your face. Breathe.
We just did an interview with an author who does different types of fighting. Some of them are more mixed martial arts. Some of them are more street fighting. And one of the things I talked to him about was the idea of whether or not fighting in today's world is considered moral. Is it something, you know, it's something we glorify, but it's also something that's frowned upon. So in the context of this movie Red Belt, how does that question of honor, morality, modernity play out? You know, what's your character struggling with in this movie?
Well, my character is somebody who puts the honor and the morality at the forefront of his expression through martial arts. You know, the sense of competing for commerce is something that he doesn't believe in and won't do. And the reason why he trains people is to defend themselves and to prevail through that defense. And the complexities of the world surrounding fight come to bear in the sense of the whole nature of the fight world and the fact that there are riches to be made through fighters. And, you know, he has stark choices to make.
You tell me how we can run your academy without money. You tell me that's how I can do it and not disturb you in your purity. There are some things I don't understand. My father made money. My brothers make money. And you are somehow superior to compete.
It
weakens the fighter.
That's right.
Because a competition is not a fight.
That's correct.
And what about the fighter's family, Mike? What do they eat while he's being so pure?
David Mamet isn't known as much for action as he is for dialogue and for this very tightly wound, tightly scripted interplay between people. Were you surprised when you found out that he was doing a movie set in this very physical world?
Yes, I was surprised. The work that I was familiar with of David's work wasn't really of this style or this genre. And you know, it wasn't until really I read the script and everything that I realized that, you know, in many ways it does fit his oeuvre in a lot of ways. And also it is it is something separate, and I think it does sort of stand on its own And it's a really fascinating dissection of two completely different cultures within the sort of Los Angeles, the wider Los Angeles culture.
We have here one of those random notes that you get about actors, and it says, cooking is your secret talent. Is that in fact true?
It's very secret.
Is it secret even from you?
Sometimes it is. I think I can get some good things going.
What's your genre?
Well, you know, I just try and throw things together. It's very improvisational. It's, it depends on mood and, you know, obviously what's left in the fridge. Occasionally, like any good magician, you know, things go wrong. But most of the time, you know, things cook up pretty good.
So if there was a show that was kind of like Iron Chef meets the Actor's Studio, then you could dominate that?
I would feel that that would be something that I would definitely like to have a go at, yeah. I think that should be created, actually.
Absolutely. So what else would you like to do? And what I mean by that is that, you know, so many people who are talented actors also want to go on and direct or write or any number of other things. When you see your, you know, the path ahead of yourself, what else would you like to have manifest on that path?
Well, I find this, you know, art form in this particular career, you know, incredibly exciting just because it does offer, you know, extraordinary diversity in different avenues. And, you know, I'm in many ways very interested in all of them. You know, everything is kind of project based and ideas based and movement based and time based and all those things. But I think it's thrilling. The prospect of being involved in writing and directing and producing is always exciting and, you know, just offers so many opportunities.
What else have you got on tap?
Well, I'm going to be doing a film about the end of the apartheid, playing Thabo Mbeki. You know, just about the circumstances in the late 80s and early 90s that led to the fall of apartheid. The film's called Endgame.
Well, Chiwetel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Actor Chiwetel Ejiofor is the star of Red Belt.